You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom-targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's our weekly opportunity to answer your questions. We call it Q&A with Layla. And questions can come to questions@drhoffman.net. And I believe, Layla, you have a bit of an announcement before we address the next question.
Yes, we just got word that we just crossed the 12 million download mark for this podcast. Intelligent Medicine Podcast.
That is fantastic. Fabulous. That is fabulous.
And 12 million downloads.
That's good news because my finger's really been getting tired from pushing the download button, you know, so many times. I must have pushed it at least, you know, 11 million times to achieve that much.
Yeah, we could stop paying those bots.
Yeah, right. That bot farm in Bulgaria.
Right.
You know, yes. we don't need them. No, but look,
you don't need them on the payroll anymore.
It's all organic, you know, because you do see some people that have like, you know, 12 million followers. Like, how did they possibly do that? Well, you can actually hire followers and you can hire people to boost your SEO or, you know, actually it's automated. You know, it's all automated. So this is all organic, and it's due to your faithful listenership. And, you know, I think what's nice about Q&A with Layla is we also get a smattering of who's out there. So, for example, we have a listener in Belgium, and I have a special affinity for Belgium because my mother was Belgian. My mother was born in Brussels, Belgium. She fled Belgium during World War II. She spent the war in a neutral country, Portugal. And then at the war's end, she made her way to the United States, where she then met my father, and, you know, the rest is history. I was born in New York of two European parents. And so Belgium is really kind of a cool country because curiously enough, things have come full circle because in my family, one of the girls has married a Belgian. And the Belgians rock. They're just really great people. It's amazing how the vast majority of them speak great English. And I asked my Belgian family member, you know, how did you learn English? He says, we used to watch all the American shows, you know, and that's, so he, you know, his English is superb. You know, he now works here and, you know, virtually accentless English. And they, you know, they speak French, they speak Flemish in that country. And, it's a very high tech country because some of the best microbiome research takes place at the Catholic University of Leuven, which is in, Flanders. And it's a beautiful university town, and it's really a top flight place for studying the impact of the microbiome. And so, great country, great people. And so
wonderful.
We're happy to hear that we have an audience there.
Yeah. So Philippe writes us from Belgium. I'm interested in naturopathy and functional medicine. Could you recommend a school? I've seen a school AFM, which doesn't seem too bad. Or if you know of any good course modules at different schools, because some are very expensive, like Kalish or Kesser or Institute for Functional Medicine.
Yeah.
Thank you for your advice.
So let me call, the Institute for Functional Medicine is very good. But yeah, it's very pricey.
They are.
But, you know, I would encourage this guy to, you know, maybe make a holiday, come to the United States, come to an IFM meeting.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bit of an investment with travel and the, you know, the meetings are pricey, but you can then kind of get a sense of what their offerings are. Their modules tend to be, you know, sometimes like five-digit modules, you know, like $10,000 for a certification in gastrointestinal functional medicine, you know, or something like that. I mean,
yeah,
like, you know, four or five figures. But they're very good and very comprehensive. And if you have the resources, it's a good way to get a foundation.
True.
Well, a more economical pathway is through my other organization, the American Nutrition Association. And do you have a copy of that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, you can take a course called Getting Started with Personalized Nutrition. It's self-paced. It's a one-hour course with video, reference sheets, and more, and all with the goal of helping harness the power of personalized nutrition, which is really a hallmark of naturopathy and functional medicine. You learn how to optimize energy levels, support mental clarity, improve GI function, enhance physical performance, maintain metabolic health. And the course is regularly $49. But Philippe, as an Intelligent Medicine listener, you can get access to this vital content for just $29. Go to ana.org/Hoffman. That's ana.org/Hoffman and use the coupon code Hoffman29 for the exclusive discount.
Yeah,
so and that's a great place.
A bit of a sampler course. And they have also courses in nutrigenomics, which are quite good. And they also have modules, you know, where, you know, this introductory course kind of leads to other modules which you can take a la carte, but they're an order of magnitude less expensive than IFM. So you could try that. You know, look, a big commitment, and this is, I'm speaking to a more general U.S. audience, is let's say you're a kid and you want to get into integrative medicine. And, you know, you're a college graduate and you want to become a clinician. And I would recommend that you consider an ND, a naturopathic degree, because their education is very comprehensive. They have schools in Portland and in
Connecticut,
Arizona, and also, I think it's the University of Bridgeport has that, if they still have it.
Yes.
And also in Seattle. And so one of the schools, the John Bastier School, there's also the Southwest and then Bridgeport. And these schools have a rigorous academic curriculum. I think the only problem and limitation is that NDs aren't recognized everywhere.
That's true. And that's unfortunate because I think they're rock stars.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, but because of, you know, look, frankly, it's a restraint of trade kind of thing, is that doctors have a very powerful guild, which keeps out competitors. And in many states, naturopaths don't enjoy a lot of privileges or indeed are outright illegal. But in certain states, a naturopath has a great deal of scope of practice. So, for example, Connecticut and Oregon, I think, and also in Washington state. These, you know, naturopathic physicians have a great deal of autonomy, and they, you know, they can actually be primary care deliverers.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're also schooled in conventional medicine, so they know when to hold and when to fold. They know sometimes, like, hey, this is something where I need to send somebody to an oncologist or to a pulmonologist or a gastroenterologist, cardiologist. Yeah. Because, and by the way, there are subspecialties within naturopathic medicine. You can take fellowships in, you can become a naturopathic oncologist. You can become a naturopathic urologist, like my good friend, Gio Espinosa. So that, you know, look, for a European, this is a big deal. You know, you have to get, you know, a green card, you have to get a lawyer's student visa or something like that, and spend a lot of time and money in a foreign country. And unless, you know, you're rich and you have the ability to work, it's going to be a reach. But, you know, because of online capabilities, I think that there are opportunities. And, you know, I would also point out that I think Germany, I'm not so sure about Belgium, but I think Germany has a very, very developed program for what are called Heilpraktiker, which is a German word for basically naturopaths. And they are respected, and they are they have legal entitlement to take care of people, and they have many formal schools and training programs for Heilpraktiker. So that's a hop, skip, and a jump from Belgium. Courses are in German, but a lot of Belgians have the ability to speak German because it's not that much different than Flemish or Dutch. And that's another option. France too, sure. Potentially, but I don't know this, I don't know the French scene.
Right. Philippe, there you go. Hopefully that's someplace for you to start researching and going there and starting with the American Nutrition Association. There you go. But thank you for your email.
Spread the word in Belgium, you know.
Yeah. Okay, we've got an email from Ryan. I'm a senior looking to stay mobile. I don't get enough steps per day, and I'm wondering if daily use of a rebounder could make a difference. Okay. What do you think?
Well, here's the rebounder. I used to use a rebounder, and it was kind of weird because I lived at the time in a fifth floor walk-up apartment, and I situated the rebounder in front of the windows that were facing the street. And so it must have been a peculiar sight for people across the street to see me bouncing up and down, and they didn't see the rebounder, but they would just see me going up and down and up and down and up and down. And, there was another tenement facing across the street where people would, occasionally glance out the window and see this bouncing person. but it's a good exercise because it promotes circulation. It promotes
great for
balance,
the lymphatic system.
It's great for the lymphatics because literally you're taking your lymphatics for a walk, because it's promoting the flow of lymph through your system. Mm-hmm. The problem with the rebounder is that it's kind of dangerous. Because if you slip off a rebounder, you're probably going to hurt yourself. So you have to have a pretty good sense of balance and coordination. And, kiddie trampolines often have enclosures because there's a lot of trampoline injuries. And the other thing that can happen is you can land wrong. Because if you, what you want to do is you want to land with your knees slightly bent. But if you land like with your knee joint rigid, you can actually kind of smash your the collagen cushions in your knee. You can have a knee injury, or you can have an ankle injury. So I'm not sure if it's the greatest thing for a senior to undertake that.
Right, Ryan, that's something to take into consideration. You don't get enough steps. There are other things you could do. There are functional exercises you could do at home. Deep knee bends, hang on to a counter or the back of a chair so you maintain your balance. And if you're able to, get down on the floor, do some push-ups. You're working out big muscle groups. This can help with balance. You could do some stretching. Yeah.
Squats are excellent.
We don't know how old Ryan is.
Or what condition he's in. Yeah.
So, exactly.
So it's hard to generalize, per age, because there's some people who are in their 70s are exceptionally fit, and there's some people who really require a lot of safety considerations and limitations.
Okay. This may be a good time to pause.
Good.
For a message from one of our sponsors.
So let's hear it. Let's listen.
Listen up.
Whether you're a nutrition enthusiast or simply an individual looking to improve your well-being, check out this comprehensive new course from the American Nutrition Association, Getting Started with Personalized Nutrition. It's a self-paced one-hour course with video, reference sheets, and more, all with the goal of helping you harness the power of personalized nutrition. You'll learn how to optimize your energy levels, support your mental clarity, improve your GI function, enhance your physical performance, and maintain your metabolic health. The course is regularly $49, but as an Intelligent Medicine listener, you can get access to this vital content for just $29. Just go to the ANA.org /Hoffman. That's theana.org/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman29 for the exclusive discount. The ANA believes personalized nutrition holds the greatest potential to solve the chronic disease epidemic. Just go to theana.org/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman29 for the Harness the Power of Personalized Nutrition course. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting our sponsors. They are what make intelligent medicine a continuing free resource to you. And now back to our questions. What's next, Leila?
We've got an email from Michael. It's actually a follow-up email. Hi, Dr. Hoffman and Leila. Many thanks for your comprehensive response to my question regarding the use of bismuth for colitis. Mm-hmm. I have tried all the suggestions you mentioned in your response since I'm an ardent listener and a fan of you and Leila. Thank you, Michael. A person who was a biochemist, he owns a health food store, told me that a friend of his had colitis for 30 years and found that the herb indigo gave him significant relief. You had briefly mentioned that herb in your response to my question. Kudos to you for knowing about it. You are amazing. Well, here's a meta study on its use, its efficacy. Mm-hmm. I've ordered it.
Yep.
I'd appreciate your suggestions about it. Well, so, yeah.
Well, so, you know, indigo, as most of you know, is a dye which has been used traditionally to make blue garments and, in fact, was the original dye to make blue jeans. So indigo is a powerful blue dye. Indigo naturalis is the botanical name, and it's been researched pretty extensively in China with some uptake in the U.S., and there are some studies on its efficacy for colitis. The problem with indigo is that it can also be toxic, so it has to be used in the right way. I was a little bit cautious about using indigo in working with ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease patients. But of interest is that there is, and I believe it's an Israeli startup that has a website where they have a protocol that they believe can be customized. In other words, they're sort of different combinations of indigo with other herbs that they use for different stages of the condition, whether you have ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease. I don't know how it works, but they kind of use an algorithm to put you into one or another protocol. And that may be, I can't vouch for its efficacy or its safety, but it's out there. And the name of the company is Evi Nature, E-V-I-N-A-T-U-R-E. And I gotta say, I have not had any direct feedback from anyone who's tried their protocols, but they do employ indigo, and there are testimonials to the effect that this was helpful. So rather than self-administering it, you know, buying some indigo and, you know, drinking from like a tincture of indigo or indigo pills, it may be more advisable to do it with a health professional who's familiar with indigo.
Oh, absolutely.
Or use the, you know, perhaps go via the website, Evi Nature.
Yeah. Michael sends us this link for clinics and research in hepatology and gastroenterology. This is from January of 2024.
Yeah.
What have they found? Indigo naturalis is effective in the treatment of ulcerative colitis, and the systemic review suggests that almost 80% of patients receiving the drug have a clinical response with a rare adverse event of pulmonary hypertension.
Well, this is the concern, is that, you know, pulmonary hypertension is a serious side effect. And I think that's why it might be advisable to do this with someone who has experience administering it and can also monitor the patient for side effects.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
That's what made me a little gun-shy about that, is that, you know, it's one of those things that might be helpful, but it has a serious side effect, and it may be that that's dose dependent, you know, and so you have to be a little careful about the duration or intensity of the treatment.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Michael, for your very thoughtful email. Okay. Best of health to you. We've got an email here from Ron.
Okay. My namesake.
Shalom. Yeah. Shalom, Dr. Ron and Layla.
Okay.
Are you still a fan?
Is he from Israel?
Or? Well, he doesn't say. Oh, okay. He doesn't say.
Okay.
In his email.
It's funny because I do know. I do know a very, very popular naturopath in Israel. I've never met him, but he's sent patients to me and I've sent patients to him. And his name is Ron. Mm. So maybe that's the same Ron, you know?
Okay. Okay. He's asking, are you still a fan of strontium for osteoporosis? Do you have any more comments about it or any instructions? Well, we know we like to administer a 500 to 600 milligram dose of strontium, strontium citrate.
Right.
Would be the one, as opposed to a strontium ranelate, which is the one in Europe,
which is a prescription.
Right. Right. Yeah. And he has a couple of other questions here.
Just, you know, I just want to say that the knocks on it are that it falsely elevates bone density, which is to some extent true, because strontium being denser than calcium, when it gets absorbed into the bones, it lights up more brightly than calcium. So it could give you the false impression that you're enhancing bone density. But
it's a little illuminating.
The way I look at it is that strontium is a little bit like rebar in concrete. It actually fortifies the structure of bone. And, you know, I got to look at the European studies on strontium, which show that it does, in fact, reduce the incidence of fractures. So it's really that it's more important, because there are many things that actually enhance bone density that don't reduce fractures. So, for example, fluoride, you know, if you give people a ton of fluoride, it will make their bones denser, but their bones will become more brittle. So it actually doesn't reduce, it may somewhat increase the risk of fracture. So not everything that increases bone density reduces fractures, but strontium appears to reduce the incidence of both hip and spinal fractures. And we've been using it successfully without side effects in patients for, it's got to be at least 10, 15 years.
Absolutely.
The side effect that's reported in Europe that's caused them to be a little bit cautious about strontium ranelate is blood clots. We haven't seen it. It might be the ranelate that's doing it, not the strontium. You know, I think part of it is the medical economics is that there are now more expensive, more popular drugs that are still patented that may either outperform or not just outperform, but outsell strontium in terms of profits for the pharmaceutical industry. So I'm not against strontium. I think strontium is one of the things that we've used as a alternative sometimes to medication. But at a certain point, if strontium is not doing the job, you know, we will accede to patients getting some kind of medication.
Sure. Ron is also asking, you are big fans of NT Factor, and now Urolithin A is on board. Could you compare the two? Is one better than the other?
I'm with a what?
NT Factor, and now Urolithin A.
Oh, Urolithin A. I thought you said I was on the board. No, I'm on board with Urolithin A.
Yes.
I think that, as you well know, Layla, we believe in an all of the above approach for mitochondrial support. So the initial product is, coenzyme Q10 and then ubiquinol, and then NT factor was something that helps the membranes. And now we know that Urolithin A is helpful for mitophagy and also for NAD production, the precursor nicotinamide riboside, which is a couple of brand names. One is Niacel and one is True Niagen. So, and then, of course, simple things like, getting, adequate B vitamins, omega-3s could be part of that equation. Healthy lifestyle.
Absolutely. And he was actually going to ask the third question about nicotinamide riboside. Thorne's product is with hydrogen malate. The True Niagen is with chloride. Is there a difference?
Yeah, I mean, I've tried both. I don't think it's just a matter of the supplier. And I think that there's actually, I think, a little bit of a dispute going on between Thorne and Chromadex. And Chromadex might have cut Thorne off from the supply. And so the Thorne folks came up with an alternative. I'm right now, I alternate. When I get a hold of Niacel, I take the Thorne product, which I think is fine. But, I also like the True Niagen product. I mean, those are the original providers of that.
Yeah. He's asking, do you take it with food or away from food? And do you prefer the liposomal product? Is that a better choice?
I don't know. And, I got to say that there is, exists a considerable amount of controversy about whether they get absorbed properly and utilized.
Mm-hmm.
And, some of the people who I admire the most in the field of science and medicine who do podcasts, they disagree. So I think on the one hand, you have Andrew Huberman, who is a fan of nicotinamide riboside supplements as of the latest. And then you have Peter Attia, who's kind of a skeptic. So I think there's a lot of evidence that these things not only are absorbed, I mean, the question is whether they get to the mitochondria and do the job and whether they affect performance in any way or health outcomes. And, I think that it's ongoing research, but I really do mm-hmm. think there's something there and it's going to be borne out. And I don't just get free stuff. I pay for this stuff. I mean, I get, kind of an insider discount on some of these things, but, I put my money where my mouth is and take these things.
Absolutely. Yep. Yep. Absolutely. We're walking the talk.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Just a reminder, email your questions to questions@drhoffman.net. We're coming towards the end of our questions here, and we certainly appreciate getting them from you. We are delighted. And any comments you may have.
Indeed.
Or topics that you wish for us to opine on, questions@drhoffman.net. Or if you'd like to not send an email and would rather leave a voicemail message, that number is 877-726-8255. Again, that's 877-726-8255 to record your question for the Intelligent Medicine Radio Show anytime, 24/7.
Well done, Leila. do we have an additional question in our mailbox? I thought I heard when
we
previewed the show that there was one. It sounded kind of an interesting question. So can we address that?
Yeah.
Kind of a bonus question to celebrate our 12 millionth download.
Right. This comes from June. I'm a 77-year-old woman. I'm suffering from numbness and tingling in my feet, ankles, calves, and hands.
Mm-hmm.
I don't take any prescription medication.
Wow.
Her numbers are really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Even her LDLs are light and fluffy particles.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 5'5". I weigh 118. That's mm-hmm. very good.
Mm-hmm.
She tries to stick to a low-carb, keto-like diet.
Mm.
And this is her only issue.
Yeah.
These annoying neuropathy symptoms. This is a 77-year-old woman on no prescription medications. She's tried acupuncture. The pain is not so severe, so mm-hmm. therefore I'm not taking any pain meds, but mm-hmm. I don't want to be like an ostrich and stick my head in the sand. Where shall I begin looking for answers? Vascular, orthopedic, neurology?
Yeah.
Which direction shall I go?
Well, she may have an autoimmune polyneuropathy where she should be evaluated by a neurologist if she has not already been evaluated by a neurologist. Also, rheumatologists can sometimes evaluate you for autoimmunity, but I think this falls in the realm of the neurologist.
Yeah.
Who could do nerve conduction studies or even biopsies.
June sent a little PS in fine print here.
Yeah.
She says, I have a sneaky suspicion that my condition may be a genetic predisposition to arthritis of the spine, but this is just my gut feeling.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting because, we have to, when you have these minor, it's a little bit akin to what happens when you bang your elbow, hit your funny bone. There's some compression of the nerve and there's a tingling sensation for a while. And if you have spinal compression, it can affect, you know, in your neck, it can affect your hands. And if you have spinal compression in your lower spine, it can affect your feet and legs. So that is what's called radiculopathy, not because it's ridiculous, but radiculopathy, you know, some funny terms. And it is common in older individuals. And the tip office is often positional. It's worse when you wake up in the morning, and then it abates when you move around. But, you know, it's also possible that she's got some form of autoimmune polyneuropathy, which can be diagnosed sometimes with blood tests and sometimes with nerve conduction studies and sometimes with biopsies. And, you know, I guess she doesn't have diabetes because she has such excellent blood tests. Diabetes can cause neuropathy. That's the most common cause of neuropathy. She should get her B12 levels checked, which I presume she has, because deficiency of B12 can cause polyneuropathy. So really, you know, it's worth checking that. You know, it's unclear whether she's had any kind of workup from this. She's just, you know, using me as her doctor of first resort. I think she should get an evaluation from that. You know, many people who listen to Intelligent Medicine are kind of doctor shy, but I think notwithstanding your belief in natural cures, it's important to get an evaluation and a diagnosis. So, you know, find out what's going on, and if, you know, at all possible, that can point you in the direction.
Yeah. June, best of luck to you finding out, going on this journey. Be curious and tend to it, absolutely, because you don't want to stick your head in the sand after all. Okay. Well, thank everybody for their questions. Again, it's questions@drhoffman.net. We appreciate them.
Okay. Enjoy the rest of your summer as we proceed. And thank you, Layla.
Thanks, Dr. Hoffman.
We'll be back again next week for another edition of Q&A with Layla. And once again, great appreciation to our audience for continuing to download episodes, because 12 million is a great milestone. And we're looking forward to 15 and then 20.
Yes. Woohoo!
Before we know it. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Roland Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I want to thank you for listening to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or your favorite podcast app, and get new episodes automatically downloaded every weekday. And please give us a rating and review. It truly helps new people discover Intelligent Medicine. The Intelligent Medicine Podcast is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute the practice of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including the giving of medical advice, and no doctor-patient relationship is formed. The use of information on this podcast or materials linked from this podcast is at the user's own risk. The content of this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice for any medical condition they may have, and should seek the assistance of their healthcare professionals for any such conditions. Finally, please visit drhoffman.com and discover everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer, including frequently updated, unbiased health news and fully vetted product and supplement recommendations.
This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.